AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. U.S. forces are carrying out another round of strikes on Iran. It comes hours after President Trump announced the U.S. is reinstating a blockade of Iran and told Fox and Friends,
"Oh, we're taking over the strait. They have nothing. They've got nothing."
Lindsey Graham's younger sister will temporarily fill his Senate seat after his unexpected weekend death. Saker Magani has the latest.
South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster says he's obligated to pick someone to replace Graham.
This irreplaceable man.
And he's named Darlene Graham Nordone.
It is such an honor.
After their parents died at a young age, Lindsey Graham raised his little sister and became her legal guardian.
Lindsey has always been there for me, and I will be there for him.
A special election will be held next month to pick a new GOP nominee for the general election, a rare open seat that's ignited a scramble among South Carolina's most ambitious conservatives until the term expires in January.
I'm going to do this. I got it.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
In Maine today, Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers shot and killed a motorist. Julie Walker has details.
The second time in a week, federal immigration officers used deadly force. Maine Senator Angus King, an independent, says Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wade Mullen told him the agent opened fire in Biddeford after the man tried to use his vehicle as a weapon against agents who were pursuing him for deportation. Apparently, the ICE agents didn't have body-worn cameras. Two immigrant rights groups ID'd the victim as a 26-year-old Colombian with a family authorized to work in the U.S. who had a Social Security number and was on his way to work when he was shot. The FBI is investigating. I'm Julie Walker.
This is AP News. Seth Sutel has the AP Markets Report.
Oil prices jumped following a weekend of attacks in the Middle East, while slumping AI companies weighed on global stock markets. The price of Brent crude rose nearly 10% Monday. That came after the U.S. and Iran each said that the Strait of Hormuz is under its control. Oil prices are still below their wartime peak, but the sharp move higher sent Treasury yields climbing in the bond market on worries about inflation. On Wall Street, the S&P 500 fell 0.8%. The Dow dropped 138 points. That's about 0.3%. The NASDAQ Composite fell 1.6%. Micron Technology and NVIDIA helped lead the way lower. Shares of South Korean tech giant SK Hynix fell sharply in Seoul. Seth Sutel, New York.
Brent crude settled above $83 per barrel. AAA puts the national average for regular-grade gasoline just above $3.87 per gallon. There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.